Hey Weirds, welcome to the Homework Club. This week is Easter and my son's first birthday, so we are doing pre-return of the dead movies. What the fuck does that mean? It means I'm recommending movies starring actors that have been brought back from the dead. Now, none of these movies are post-resurrection. It's more like, hey, I'm watching this movie, I thought that person was dead. Oh, they are. What are some movies that they were alive in? And can we please stop doing this digital ghoulishness and de-aging? It sucks. First up, 2004's Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow was a glimpse of things to come. It brought back Laurence Olivier using archive footage of him as a young man 13 years after he had died. Olivier is probably best known for his various Shakespeare productions, both in film and stage, but the movie of his that I'm recommending is Marathon Man from 1976.
Killed him will probably want to speak to you.
I don't know anything.
I'd like to use you as possible bait.
Help! Help!
It's not safe.
Help! Is it safe?
Is it safe?
No, it's not safe. It's very dangerous. Probably the wealthiest and most wanted Nazi left alive.
I'm positive your brother meant to rob me when I leave the bank with my diamonds.
No, I don't know anything.
Well, can I trust you?
You never could.
You're uncontrollable. What you offer us is valuable, but it's not worth the chaos you're causing.
Where is he?
No! The gap gets too large between what the FBI can handle effectively and what the CIA doesn't want to deal with. That's where we come in.
What do you do exactly?
We provide.
Provide what?
Anything.
Were you Sal's mistress?
I never even met him.
Is it safe?
Marathon Man.
Directed by John Schlesinger and with a screenplay by William Goldman, it stars Dustin Hoffman, Roy Scheider, and Laurence Olivier. There's not a lot I can say about this movie that isn't a spoiler, but what I will say is that you need to give it the time it needs to get going. The movie will run for an hour before you have any idea what's happening, and it's meant to be that way. And dear God, does it come together in the end. The only thing I can really give you is that it's about diamonds, and it's fucking thrilling. This is the movie on which notoriously method actor Dustin Hoffman stayed awake for 3 days because that's what his character was going through. And then on hearing about this, Olivier was heard to remark, "My dear boy, why don't you just try acting?" And Olivier acts his ass off in this movie. He is terrifying. You should watch it. My second movie stars the late Paul Walker. And most people probably know that he passed away during production of Furious 7 and was brought back using his brothers as body doubles with a digitally replaced face. It's only really obvious in a few places, but the more you look at the movie, the more you see how much of the movie he is not in, and you'll never be able to unsee it. The movie of his that I'm recommending is one that I really wish fell into the eras that we cover in Winked Video, but it's just a couple of years off. It's from 2001, the same year that he made The Fast and The Furious, and it's a road movie thriller called Joyride.
If you had a car, you could pick me up in Colorado. We could have an adventure. You know, the two of us.
You'd want that?
How far would you go for the girl you've always wanted?
Sexy choice. Vintage 1971.
How much would you do for a brother in need?
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll drop him off in Denver. I'll see you tomorrow.
Breaker 1-9.
This is like a prehistoric internet or something. Can you do a woman's voice?
How much fun could you have?
Hey there, this is Candy Cane. Who's this?
Rusty Nail.
If I were there, Rusty Nail, I'd make you feel good.
This is turning me on.
When the joke...
I'll be at the Lone Star Motel.
What room?
Room 17. I can't wait.
This is awesome!
Is now on you.
Who the hell is it?
We had a little incident here last night. The victim was staying in room 17.
What happened to him?
Ripped his jaw clean off.
This fall.
So you guys ready for an adventure or what?
Everything you say.
Candy cane.
We saw what you did to that guy. You pathetic, lonely freak show.
Will come back to haunt you.
You really should get that fixed.
Get what fixed?
That tail light.
Everything you see is going to terrify you. And everything you hear.
Who's the pretty girl?
He's watching us!
Is going to drive you.
Go, go!
Over the edge.
Now leave it alone, please! We'll do whatever you want!
I want you two to head inside naked. So how does it feel to be the freak in the room?
Hey, we're sorry!
Why'd you do it?
It's just for fun, just for a laugh.
You don't feel like getting together in a motel later. Room 17, do not be 1 minute late.
Get up in the door! Get up in the door!
So you still good or need me to drive?
Directed by John Dahl, who previously made Rounders that we might do on the pod one day, this movie was also released in other parts of the world with the title Roadkill, so there's every chance that you might know it by that, co-starring Steve Zahn and Lily Sobieski, with a creepy voice-only performance by Buffalo Bill himself, Ted Levine.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
This movie is one part Spielberg's Jewel, one part The Hitcher, and two parts co-screenwriter J.J. Abrams' Mystery Box. It's a fun movie. It's one of those early 2000 movies that at the time felt kind of disposable, but given the disappearance of this type of mid-tier genre popcorn movie, it makes it feel like a masterpiece. And then last this week, I really wanted to find a Carrie Fisher movie to recommend, but all of the stuff of hers that I love is within the period of time that we will cover. So I ended up going with Philip Seymour Hoffman. He was notably digitally recreated for the final Hunger Games movie. I don't even know if I ever saw it after his tragic death. For him, I'm recommending a movie from the year 2000 called State and Main.
In the year 449, the Saxons invaded England. In the year 1914, the German army invaded Belgium. Now, in the year 2000, the town of Waterford, Vermont, is about to come under siege by Hollywood.
This is picture. Marker.
This is your movie. This is small town America.
They want to close down Main Street.
The question is, who owns the street?
What's it about?
It's about the quest for purity.
I don't want to take my shirt off.
You told me they had an old mill.
It burnt down.
How do I do a film called The Old Mill when I don't have an old mill?
Well, first you got to change the title. You treat me like a child.
What's the problem?
She doesn't want to bare her breasts.
Why are we paying her $3 million?
They know what her breasts look like.
No, they can draw them from memory.
It takes all kinds.
Shouldn't you be in school?
It's night.
You know, she could be in the movie.
She could.
No.
Everybody needs a hobby.
The whole town's been warped by the presence of the movie company.
Why don't you sue me in the world court?
How are you getting on with these fine people?
I want them thrown in jail.
You're going to jail.
I didn't know it was illegal.
Can we just try to keep our pants buttoned and get out of this town in one piece?
Don't. Because I want to tell you something, and I think you know what I mean.
Fine Line Features presents Alec Baldwin, Charles Durning, Clark Gregg, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Patti LuPone, William H. Macy, Sarah Jessica Parker, David Paymer, Rebecca Pidgeon, and Julia Stiles. In the movie Rolling Stone Calls, pricelessly funny, you'll laugh till it hurts.
Who designed these costumes? It looks like Edith Head puked, and that puke designed these costumes.
This fall, shut the windows, hide your daughters, and say your prayers. State and Maine, a David Mamet film.
So that happened.
a terrible title and tells you nothing about what the movie is. It's written and directed by a total nutjob, David Mamet, but don't hold that against it. The dialogue of this movie crackles. It has so many incredible supporting characters, and Alec Baldwin plays himself, allegedly. And that is this week's Homework Club. Don't come back next week for Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. Yes, we are still on our Nightmare on Elm Street bullshit.
As a boy, he was always different. No one understood him.
You ready for it, boy?
It's time to take your medicine.
Thank you, sir.
No one could control him.
Go inside, honey.
But now, it's a new beginning. The beginning of the end for Freddy.
Every town has an Elm Street.
Screaming while the bus is in motion.
It's your mind you'll go for.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little soul too.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have to hit him with everything we've got.
Now I'm playing with power.
We're in Twin Peaks here.
It's gotta be me and him.
You wanna live?
Maggie, what's up?
What's with kids today, huh?
Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
Great graphics.
They saved the best for last.
And one final note is that this is the first one of these that I'm recording after we've actually started releasing episodes again. And it's really nice to be back. And thank you for the love that people have already been giving the new episode. Don't like, don't subscribe. You should really go outside and climb a tree. Bye.